From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. This Sunday, September 21st, Opera Roanoke opens its 50th season at the Jefferson Center with Love and Sacrifice, a tribute to the heart of Roanoke, featuring the final acts of three famous operas. It's also conductor Stephen White's final performance as artistic director. White's been with Opera Roanoke for 26 years.
The very first time I've done nearly every opera that I've ever conducted anywhere, whether it's at the Metropolitan Opera or whether it's anywhere else, I probably did it first here in Roanoke. So Roanoke has been, for me, a place where I've been able to receive so much feedback about my own skills, my own aesthetic.
It's the opening week for Million Dollar Quartet, the return of the musical to Mill Mountain Theater this Wednesday through October 12th. Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis together for one night in a recording studio in Memphis in 1956. It's a true story. Ginger Poole may have left as artistic director at Mill Mountain earlier this year, but she's back to direct Million Dollar Quartet. She says people continuously ask to have this story back on the stage.
We get an inside look at not just these four, but these five instrumental men in the music industry. Sam Phillips being the one that, you know, with Sun Records, he found and saw something in all of these men that literally catapulted them to the next level.
Million Dollar Quartet, the musical, is on Mill Mountain Theater's Trinkle main stage through October 12th. The first ever musical staged by the Lake Players this Thursday through Sunday, presented by the Smith Mountain Lake Center, the Addams Family Musical. It's on stage at Westlake Cinema. Auditions this Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon both days for the play On Golden Pond at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke. Singer-songwriter Aaron Lunsford is at the Mountain View Community Garden in Roanoke this Sunday for a free concert from 2 to 4 p.m. Donations are encouraged to help support the Salvation Army Roanoke Food Pantry. Lunsford, a Fincastle native, has been on a songwriting spree the last few years.
I have had a really good couple years with the songwriting. It's just been coming out a little more frequently than it used to, so I'm trying to roll with that.
The Real Comedy Festival at the Spot on Kirk this Friday, Salazzo at the Spot on Saturday. Dances of Universal Peace this Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Villa Heights Rec Center in Roanoke. Dance circles and a potluck, all are welcome. And Future Joy is returning to Five Points Music Sanctuary, this time as a headliner.
Time has stopped, do you know what I mean? That boy is
the husband and wife team of Zach Sims and Emily Cooper bring their blend of funk, house, bass pop, jazz, and more to Five Points Music Sanctuary for the Now album release party this Friday night. They've played at Bonnaroo and at other major festivals.
We've put out a couple others, but we kind of felt like those are more like mixtapes, and this one feels like the first like very cohesive project that we've done. But we've done a lot of singles and EPs too. I think we have something like 80 songs released.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, this is John Pence, the venue manager at nonprofit music venue The Spot on Kirk. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. The Spot on Kirk supports musicians, artists, comedians, poets, and actors by giving them a platform. We host local, regional, and touring musicians that play a variety of genres. Visit us at thespotonkirk.org.